made a gravy. Then you filled your jar, let it boil good. Filled your jar full, then you cooked it 40 minutes. You could take it out and eat it just like that. That's the way we put up our meat. That's the way we put up our beef meat. And we kill wild geese, go out in the marsh, and my husband would hunt a wild ducks. And we do the same thing, clean them and roast them, pot roast them. Not thoroughly, but kill the blood in them good, you know, start them to brown. Then you'd fill your jar and you'd cook them about 40 minutes at about 15 pound pressure. They were just as good. You could make a gumbo, you could make a stew, and garfish. That's the way you do garfish. You'd save your garfish like that. We had to. That's the only way we could live. Mm-hmm. And then when the deep freezes come in the 50s, when the 50s come, we began to get ice boxes, you know, that you could do better, but you didn't have no deep freezes in the ice boxes. We didn't have butane deep freezes, but we had, when the deep freezes come in, about 52. Telephones come in about 52, and butane about 46, and the Daily Mail about, I guess, 50 or 51, 52, something like that. All between 46 and 50.
The Daily Mail.
The Daily Mail, yeah. We didn't get Daily Mail till about 51 or 52. Till the road opened.
Your husband was a
farmer and a trapper. And in the later years, he was a mail carrier. He owned the mail boat. I guess maybe from 45, I think I found the check the other day, he paid for the boat. From 45 to about 50 or something like that.
He was from Chenier too?
Grand Chenier. From Cameron Parish.
Grand Chenier.
Grand Chenier, the little island on that side. From Grand Chenier, yeah, he was from Grand Chenier.
His folks were?
Luke and Azalea. I could tell you the way I met him would be a crazy thing too.
Yeah, go ahead.
I met him the day his wife died. First time I saw him. The day his wife died and went to the funeral. He had a little boy, my stepson, in his arms, 4 years old. Oh, I thought it was so sad, you know, and he had a little baby on a pillow at his house, about 18 hours old or something like that. And after we got out of the church, it was on a Good Friday. After we got out of the church, see, that's the only way we could communicate with the young, do our courting in those days. We'd ride to Grand Chenier horseback. 26 miles. We'd saddle our horses and we'd go meet girls and boys at Grand Chenier. And that's where we'd have our fun over there. So we'd dance and go around and they'd take us around. Well, then the next two weeks, they'd saddle their horses and come and meet us. So that's the way we'd communicate. That's where we'd make matches. Or just friends, you know, I'm just kidding about that. But that's, I had went to Grand Chenier. So of course he was married and had a wife and that was his second baby, I didn't know him. But anyway, after we got out of the church, after his wife was buried, we got out of the church and we went to get in a car. I was with three other girls and an old man and his wife. And this old man had a few drinks. And my husband's 25, about 25. And he turned around and he said to me, to us, the girls, four girls in the back seat, he said, "Well, there's a husband for one of y'all." And the other girls all said, "Not me, not me." But I didn't think it was something to be joking about. You know, a man just leaving his wife in the grave, you know. So I never said nothing. I never even answered the old guy. The old lady was kind of mad at him and better come on, let's